Alright, time for another DraftPhysics.com video. There I am. Tation. Anyway, so the Alexander Zaptia guy wants to argue mathematics some more, so yes, we'll go through it one more time. Alright, so we're at some point in the video where he's explaining how they approximate, and that's all it is, an approximation of velocity. So when you calculate velocity, you have to measure something, something's velocity. The tricky part is that you want to try to measure it over the shortest, tiniest amount of distance possible to find out what its instantaneous, or at that very moment, velocity is. And obviously that can't be done, so you have to sort of take an average of over a longer period of time than would be preferable to find out something's real velocity. But anyway, yeah, okay, that's not what's being argued here. The form of the equation is what's being argued. How you place your numbers and your units. And so, as is always done, they never put actual numbers in their equations as they're doing their derivations. So you could argue the replacements. You know, they say that E equals something, mc squared. They have that written somewhere. And then they say, okay, I can replace the E with mc squared. And then I can replace the M with, you know, some other thing. And then the C squared with some other thing. And they just keep replacing things with other things so they can play some sort of cross-out game and eventually get to the answer they want to produce. And again, I'm arguing that it's all contrived, that this process has little loopholes, little catches, little tricks built into it that enable you to turn something that isn't an equality into an equality. And so that's what I will hope to demonstrate. So, pause. All right, should be back, and we'll need this. All right, so I did do a little figuring, just on the, what we're really, it's always something. I gotta fix that. All right, that looks better. Anyway, all right, so 1 newton, okay, is the weight of an apple. So it's a weight. So we're measuring this force in terms of an amount of weight, and it's weight being applied over an amount of time. And that's really what a newton is. So basically it's 100 grams. And the fact is a joule is just dropping that newton, okay, dropping the 100 grams, and saying, what does the impact equal? And as I figure it, it equals about 2 kilograms. So the idea is that it's basically 20 times at 1 meter. So you drop something from 1 meter and it weighs 20 times its starting weight. All right, so whatever its starting weight is, you drop it 1 meter, and it'll weigh 20 times that weight. And so there's the simple little figuring, okay? I mean, we know you can do it with a scale. 1 centimeter doubles the weight. So you take, 100 grams, 0.2 kilograms, 0.1 kilograms. You drop it 1 centimeter, it weighs 2.2 kilograms. The 4 centimeters, 0.4, 4.8, 16, and then 100 would be somewhere around 2 kilograms, give or take 0.2 somewhere else, up or down. So you could almost argue that gravity, when you're standing still in gravity, you're actually moving 2.5 millimeters. That's your velocity into the Earth. Just to finish off this four to one relationship, or really 3 to 1 relationship, but whatever. All right, so maybe I can leave that and draw over here. Now I'll do the math seriously. So I'll get rid of this and to do that. You couldn't see all of this anyway. Again, quit making those kind of mistakes. 100 grams, this is 1 joule. 2 kilograms is 1 joule. So when you do the M times V, you get a number. If you want it in joules, you just double it. And that's the number of joules. That's the real joules of energy. The real joules is just m times v times 2. All right. 2mv. Yeah. All right. I'll be back. All right. So let's do the F equals ma Mashola. And it's really, again, Newton didn't do it as a measure of acceleration. He did F equals the change in your momentum, okay, over a period of time. And the time was completely negotiable. I mean, if you want the force in per second or per hour or per month or per year, you could have it in any unit you chose. And that's the reason why there's a element of time here, is if you wanted the force in like 9.8 meters per second. So it's not the force in weight, it's the force not in newtons, okay? So he wasn't doing the force in newtons. He was doing the force in, meters per second, basically. Anyway, so the derivative of that, okay, would be to say, well, what's the change in your momentum? Well, the change in your momentum is a word, we use the word acceleration for a change. So a deceleration would be a minus number, a plus number would be a positive, and it's really just saying, what's the change in your velocity, right? So it's just really, because that's the only component we're changing. Now, it's really supposed to be a change in your momentum, but obviously the mass is irrelevant, it's a constant. So the acceleration is just the change in your velocity. We'll tell you what your acceleration is. Now, obviously, you can accelerate by doing this, okay, left, right, left, right, left, right, or you could do, and you wouldn't count, you'd just say, what's the net? Well, the net is I'm going the same direction I started with. So even though I was going this way and I was going that way, in the end, I ended up here, and that would be my net acceleration. Or you could total up all of the different accelerations. So these formulas don't really speak to any of that. So they use things like constant velocity, or they'll say constant acceleration. They'll say something to make it, to narrow this, because it's too ambiguous. All right, now I don't know if that's terribly important to this specific example, but whatever. So as he has written on the, his video, they do acceleration as, okay, so as the guy has it written as V minus U, and really what that means is your velocity before your acceleration, your velocity after your acceleration, and then they put it over a T. Now my argument is that's not right, because this is already in. This is already in seconds. It's already in units of time. Because what is this really saying? Your velocity. Well, what's your velocity? Right? And then you get to, your velocity is a measure of how far you go in a certain amount of time. And so if I was to put real numbers in, let's say my initial velocity is 6. There's a real number. Okay? And what's it in? Oh, it's meters. So I'm 6 meters. And we know it's seconds, 1 second. So we know it's 1 second that I'm dividing into the 6 meters to get 6 meters per second. It's per 1 second. Okay, not 10 seconds, not seconds squared, not any of that stuff. And then I'm subtracting my final velocity, which we'll just say is 7, okay, meters in the 1 second. And so I end up with 1 second as the difference. And it's 1 meter per 1 second. So I'm already have 1 meter per second. I already have the seconds. I'm done. This is finished. This is a finished solution. This is totally unnecessary. This won't do me any good. What am I going to put in this time here? Another 1? There's no reason for it. There's no reason to have this denominator. All I want is the acceleration is the change in the velocity. It's not the change in the velocity over something called time. It's already in time. I'm already got seconds in the fractions. Why would I take this and do this to it? This is all I want. This is the only part that matters. Why would I do this? And this in the sense of, well, let's just put 1 second here. Why? Why am I putting another second unit down here? Why am I creating this complex, you know, layered of fractions when I don't need it? This doesn't serve any purpose. This is all I need, this part. So that's the first trick. The first trick is not to pay any attention to what a velocity is. A velocity is already a fraction. So, boy, that's really big. Yeah, it's really big. Let's see, maybe I can clean off some of this and just rewrite it to emphasize the point. All right, so you've got, this is the all you need to know. Acceleration is the change in velocity. I don't need this time, just like I don't need it here. I mean, Newton could have wrote it just as force equals the change in your momentum, your mass times your velocity. And that's the force. The force changes your momentum. It changes it by an amount of momentum. And the force is the same as momentum. You're either adding momentum or you're subtracting momentum, and that's what the force equals, the amount of momentum you added or subtracted. And the same is true here. If I'm going to call the change acceleration, and I'm going to say, well, it's the change in your mass and velocity. Well, the only thing changing is the velocity. And so I'm just going to measure the change in the velocity. And that's going to simply be simple equations where I'm going 6 meters per second, 1 second, or I'm going, 7 meters per 1 second. And I just solve, I just solve that equation, and I come up with a number. Well, in this case, it's one, but it's a positive one. And there, acceleration equals 1 meter per 1 second. I traveled 1 meter in 1 second. That's what the time unit is. Or I can write that as 1 meter per second. But those two things are the same. 1 meter over 1 second is the same as 1 meter per second. The two statements are the same. The two ways of writing it are the same. So obviously this is superfluous in the sense that this is that, and you don't need another time down here. Well, you can't say that. Yeah. I'm surprised. Everything's very big. So maybe I'll write smaller. And the contrast still sucks. All right, well, I'll work on that. So we'll pause and get to whatever his next statement's going to be, but I don't think he's going to undo any of this. Pause, yeah, that's what I want. All right, so I'll play a little bit of the video just so you get a feel for it.
You do the same thing. Now here, get another velocity. And now from this point to this point, there's a different amount of time that is nothing to do with this time. Time that you use to measure the velocity, and in this amount of time the velocity was this, velocity initial, and the velocity final was this. So now you use,
right, and that amount of time, so he's using some, I don't know, an amount of time is totally irrelevant, so you wouldn't put it in the equation. I'm just saying you already have the right answer. Okay, I mean, the one velocity over 1 second and the other meters. How many meters did you go in 1 second? That's what you're measuring. That's what the fractions are saying. And you're already done. There's no other time necessary. All you're doing is measuring tiny increments of time. So it could be 1 second, it could be 0.5 a second, it could be 0.2 a second, it could be any amount of time. It doesn't matter what it is. The point is when you're going to convert it, you're going to have to convert it into units. You can't say 1 meter per second if you're going to not have 1 second. It's 1 meter per 1 second. It's not meter per any number of seconds. It's 1 second. That's the unit. It's 1 meter, 1 second. Those are what you're really multiplying by. You're essentially multiplying 1 meter times 1 meter to get 1 meter. And then you're multiplying 1 second times 1 second to get 1 second.
This formula, acceleration equals velocity final minus velocity initial Over.
Right. So the over, no over necessary. Velocity final is already a fraction with time in it. You've already got the 1 second in it. It's already in meters per second. That's what you need it in. That's what acceleration has to be in. It's already got the unit of time in it. You don't need to add another unit of time. And what unit of time are you adding? You're adding a unit. So it's only 1 second, you're saying. Why would you add another 1 second under the fraction? Why would you create a false extra second? Well, so you could make seconds squared. Well, it's not seconds squared. It's seconds. It's 1 second. So again, I'll just say it again. This, what is VF? VF is, say, 5, if that's the velocity, 5 meters per second. That's the velocity you measure, 5 meters per second. How do you write that? 5, okay, M over 1 second. That's how you write it. So you already have it over time. You already have it in seconds. This T is a piece of contrived crap. It doesn't belong here, this T you're going to draw.
This time.
Nah, well, no, it isn't that time. That's totally untrue. You just said how you could measure any time here or any time here. It's not this time between the change. It's not the time you took to make the change. If you actually put numbers in the equation, you won't get anywhere close to the right answer. So go ahead and put the numbers in. Put VF in. Put 5 meters per second. Then put minus 6 meters per second. All right, for V initial. We'll reverse it. Okay, V initial is 5. V final is 6. Put real numbers in there, okay, per second. And then divide by your time. This time. You just said it's this time. What's that time? 1.5 seconds? How many seconds is that? And how would that fix your equation? It won't fix it at all. Because it's not about how long it took for you to change your acceleration. It's about how much your acceleration changed. And that's already here. The 5 meters per second minus the 6 meters per second already gives you the answer. This is nonsense here. Nonsense, nonsense. It won't fix your equation and it won't get you the right answer. This has to be a 1 to get the right answer. Your time has to be in 1 second units or it's not going to give you the right answer. So, of course, you can redundantly divide by 1 again. But if you're going to do it without recognizing that now you've squared the seconds for no reason. Because the answer isn't seconds squared. The right answer is seconds, 1 second, per second. The right answer isn't per second squared. That's not what the acceleration was. All right. Yeah, I mean, I really shouldn't have to push that.
And the interval can be anything. So you pick the interval, you measure the time, and now you can say with acceleration, the concept of acceleration, you can say things like get the velocity of an object after it falls through gravity for a certain amount of time.
You always have to convert the units into wholes of the unit, so you're not going to be able to undo that fact. You can't call it a rate per second that isn't in single second units. The number of single seconds.
It's like what you were saying in the beginning of this video.
All right, so I don't know where he's going here, so it's a little bit stale, so I'll wait and see, get to the next part of the equation, and I'll just show where the cheat is breaking the logic. So they broke it by doubling up on time. Time is already in the V number, and it's already in the U number. It's already in there. You don't have to add another unit of time. And that's just a fact. It's redundant and toxic to the correct answer. It doesn't help you get the right answer. All right, so here we've got some more bits to the equation, again with the same redundant t kept in the equation. It shouldn't be there. The velocity is in seconds. The u is in seconds. This u, this v are already in seconds. You can't double up the seconds. You're already in meters per second. The v is in meters per second. Time is already in there. No reason to add it again. All right, he's going to explain why there's a reason. No, he's not going to. So he did say, I said I'm not good at math. Yeah, I said, you know, I did math when I was, 15. I did a lot of math. Otherwise, yeah, that was the end of my doing math for, it wasn't even for fun, right? It's for school. So, yeah. So whatever. I didn't dislike doing math. I'm just saying it wasn't something that appealed to me. I liked pictures better than formulas.
In this A, or this definition, right here. He shops it, replacing it, so now you...
Yeah, so he hasn't replaced anything. He's kept everything just the way it was. The only thing he did was put brackets here and separate the M off. So what? Yeah, we already know the M is pointless, because we're not changing the M.
You have this expression, and then he multiplies, just basically expands it. M times this, M times this, you end up with this.
Yeah, it's kind of useless because we don't need the M until we get to the end, because nothing happens to the M through the whole frickin' process. So we don't need the M to calculate the acceleration. The acceleration is all we need. You said F equals MA is what we started with. We don't need, to resurrect it in some form. What we need is to get the A. We don't need the M getting in the way.
Which is momentum, final momentum initial.
Right, so we're going backwards now. We want the acceleration. We don't really care about the momentum at this point. We can just throw the M in at the end. We don't need to throw it in now. So this part is just kind of a waste of time. These stages are useless. And they are exactly what he already wrote here. There, he hasn't improved the equation any.
Okay.
No, it's not okay. I mean, that was just a waste of time, frankly. Yeah, okay. All right, I'll go see if he says anything important. Well, it's kind of funny. He plays the video, and in the video I say exactly what I just said, which is, why did you do this? This is just a waste of time. So I don't know, this doesn't really clean up anything. You just have this redundant mass in here that's not really doing anything because you're not changing it. So you've lost all the change idea. That's all you really want to know is...
Well, the purpose of his video was to describe the law in terms of momentum. He's trying to describe it in terms of...
Look, it has to be... Obviously, you have to describe the law because it's Newton's law in terms of momentum. So again, Newton didn't write F equals MA. It's not what he wrote, okay? What he wrote was it's the change in your momentum. And it's pretty explicit that that's what he was saying. So in all his text, he's clearly saying you can just replace the force for momentum. You can make an even exchange. You want to double your momentum, double the force. You want to triple your momentum, triple the force. The force is a replacement for momentum. It either creates it or destroys it in an object. It takes it away. It makes an object have less, or it makes an object have more momentum, completely proportional to the amount of force you apply. The force is momentum.
Change your momentum, like Newton. Because everybody just pretends that the law says F equals MA, which it doesn't. Not explicitly.
Right, so again, it doesn't explicitly. That's right, and explicitly, in everything Newton described, it is completely consistent with his understanding that the force is a quantity of motion, essentially. Okay, it's not matter, though. So Newton understood, look, gravity isn't matter, so I can't call it the same thing. But he clearly was pointing out that it's the same thing. The force an object has when it's moving is exactly the same as the force being applied by gravity. It's as if it did have mass and momentum. It does the same exact thing. You can quantify the value of the force by just seeing how it affects the object's momentum. And the same is true with two things that end up colliding with each other. It's all about their momentum exchange. They exchange the momentum. The momentum is conserved. The momentum is a representation of their forces. This could have a momentum. Newton would say you could call it a force. There's no reason not to call it a force. And this is a force, okay, because they have momentum. And you could just do the whole equation as a force equation, because the force is the momentum. That's Newton's understanding. But anyway,
it's implicit FMA, but he's trying to.
So it's not implicit in the form you wrote it, which is to add another T value. There's no extra T value. The A is merely the change in the velocity, and that's it. It's not the change of velocity over some ambiguous, made up extra unit of time. Because the time is already in the velocity. You can't describe a velocity without describing it in units of seconds. So this V has the seconds in it. This U has the seconds. Oh, there's a V in this case. The seconds are already there. You don't need any extra time unit. So that's the cheat. This extra T is the big, fat, stupid cheat.
Basically work backwards to the conclusion of F equals MA. That's what he's expanding in a changing, but all of these equations are equivalent. That's one equation.
Well, it's not equivalent, and so far we don't have him putting the T in here yet. So yeah, change in momentum is what the force equals. So you could say force equals change in momentum. And that's all it would be. And again, Newton put the time in there because he's basically saying, choose your units. All right, if you want the force in how many per second units of weight, or you could just have it as a net force. If it's a net force, then it's just the net change in your momentum. And the net change means it's one unit of time. It's not 1 second of time. It's just one unit of time. So there's no, you don't need the seconds in the equation. Because the V already has the seconds in it.
An equation means that in the both sides of the equal sign, they're equivalent. And you can do certain things that, let's say you multiply the left side by 2, you have to multiply the right side by 2. And then
yes, they're all gimmicks where this is just like three-card Monty. I mean, they're just gimmicks so everybody doesn't follow along. So I can sneak the card. I can sneak the fake T into the equation. I can screw it up so you have some excuse to square seconds, which doesn't make any sense anyway. That the geometry of the universe, there isn't any rational way that square seconds could play a role because you can't square a line, a vector. It's a vector. You can't square it. Velocity is a vector in one dimension, and that's it. Well, it travels in three, but the point is it itself isn't, it doesn't have a volume. You can't make it into a volume.
And it remains equivalent. The equation remains valid. The equation is equal, you know, representing two equal things.
All right, so this is just going to get redundant because you haven't recognized my real complaint, which is this T, the T, the T, the T. Redundant is what it is. It shouldn't be there. It doesn't play any role. The real equation for acceleration is change in velocity, period. And any way you will describe the change in the velocity will already be in units of time. This isn't play any truth role in the equation. It has nothing to do with the truth, the real value. It's fake. Like there's no T here, right? So I mean you can sort of get it. We're really just saying the force is going to end up being the acceleration, and the acceleration is going to be in units of time. So there's no T here, but you don't need it. Here you've contrived an extra T to throw into this equation. This thing, he's deriving it You know, he's not going to see, obviously he's not going to end up with 1/2 MV².
Yeah, this has nothing to do with 1/2.
Yes, it has everything to do with it, because from this point you could clearly use this extra unit of time to square the seconds of the velocity, the acceleration. It clearly creates an extra unit of seconds. So you're going to get an answer up here in the denominator that's in units, in seconds, and then you have one down here, so that's going to mean second squared, because you have 2 units of seconds. So don't tell me it has nothing to do with it, because of course it has everything to do with it. Now we'll just keep playing it.
MV squared, or kinetic energy, as I have expressed before.
Okay, so look again, and I could show his comment. I mean, I really don't want to have to play the game, but he's already conceded. He has no counter argument to the lever argument. He can't make a rational argument explaining how the kinetic energy theory could be viable the way levers work. He will provide no feedback at all regarding how it is sensible to believe in 1/2 MV² in light of the argument I have made regarding how levers work. He has no counter argument to provide, yet he wants to argue this minutia math. I mean, I don't want to do that. Do you understand? You can keep making these arguments, but there's a point where I'm just not going to respond anymore, because I don't think this means anything. This isn't why people believe this crap, okay? They believe it for wooey reasons, because they like what the perverse distortion of reality it creates. You know, they don't like a boring, stale, mechanical, deterministic universe. They want a fairyland, and that's what MV squared, you know, gives them hope of. So it's just a demonstration of how, okay, they can do it any way they want, really. They can just make up this math, frankly.
No.
Yeah. They made up this T. It doesn't belong here. Why isn't the T here? Why, when they say F equals MA, don't they put a T under it? Oh, okay, because they know the A is already in per second. Well, we know the velocity is already in per second, too. So why are you putting the T here? You don't see how obvious it is? The velocity is going to say 60 miles per hour, or 60 miles per second. What is the acceleration going to say? 60 miles per second, or 6 miles per second. It's going to be in exactly the same form. So here, no T, here, T. No reason for that. The acceleration is merely the change in the velocity. The velocity is already in seconds. So now I've said it about 6 times now, so that really should be enough. Maybe I'll just let it go, and I'll play the rest of your video. But clearly, you're not on my argument. You're not getting the argument, which is if you really wrote down these values. So fuck doing all this F equals MA. Put the real actual numbers in. You know the numbers, you can measure them. So put real numbers into your equation and see if it actually makes sense. See if you get the same answer when you're here as you get when you're down here. Because if you don't get the same answer, then you know you cheated somewhere. And that's all this is, it's just cheating. All right, so I've just made the point that the net force has to be the net change in the momentum. You can't get the net force by deriving some tiny portion of change or change in different places. You all can get the net force by getting the net momentum, the net change in the momentum. So this is another cheat they're using. So I'm arguing that the net change is going to be in the net time. It's irrelevant. The time unit is 1. It's not 1 second, it's not 1 hour, it's not 1 anything, it's just a 1. 1 unit of time. That's the net. The net is the total. So there's no reason for this T to be here. It doesn't serve any purpose. Again, if you put real numbers in this equation, you'll see the T doesn't help. It doesn't fix anything. It's just going to be a 1.
This whole thing about net, you're the only person that I know that thinks so.
No, who cares? You know, guess what? I'm the only person I know who understands how this bullshit nonsense physics is just that, nonsense. It failed in 1677. And then it was resurrected with a bullshit clay experiment, and that was it. That was all the evidence they had. This entire universe for this stupid theory was a stupid clay experiment. Every other experimental piece of data says there's no such thing as this nonsense. You can't show me it taking four times more gas to go twice as fast. You can't show me any evidence to defend this stupid pile of shit. Now, I'm the only person who doesn't believe that. What the fuck does that mean? Anything? No. It doesn't make me right or me wrong. So it's irrelevant. The fact that you people are imbeciles isn't my fucking fault.
Net as expressing some sort of totality of time.
Yes, that's what it does. Net is basically saying what's the end, the total, after all is said and done. And obviously that depends on whether what you want to know. Okay, so obviously, like I said, something can do a whole lot of crazy crap, and you can want to know the net or a total of movement, total of all the changes in the acceleration, or you can want to know what is the end result, what is the end change in the acceleration. But you have to be specific about that. That's why, again, they say, well, this only applies to constant velocities or constant accelerations. Well, then you would know that it's not zigzagging, because an acceleration is a vector in a direction. And if their direction changes, that's the same as the intensity changing.
Or including the time already?
Not whatever this T is doing. So again, this T is so bogus, because it's frankly has to be already total. They're asking the total, even if you think of it directionally. So if you're going to say net force in a direction, so even if you're going to play your plus and minus games, it still has to be in the context that this has to be your net change in your momentum, your net change in MV. Right. So what is the time unit doing there? It doesn't play a role. It doesn't matter how much time it took me to get to my net location. It's irrelevant. It's not going to give you the right answer. It's not going to give you any meaningful answer. The only thing that matters is the fact that I've changed the MV. The MV is the force. That's Newton's logic. Again, Newton put the T here. He didn't put seconds here. He didn't put any units here, because it's not in units. Will equal your net force. So what would the time would be relevant?
It is relevant. Momentum does not change instantaneously in its time to change.
That's not the argument. It doesn't matter how long it took to change. The word velocity already has 1 second in it. It's already telling you this is the amount of change per second. It's already in per second units. You don't need to put it in per second units.
Distance. You don't change distance instantaneously. You need an amount of...
So again, it doesn't matter. That's already in the calculation. That's already in the V's here that you're subtracting from each other. The V initial already is in units of seconds. The V final is already in units of seconds. So again, you can't keep pretending you don't already have the units in the number. It's already been calculated. You don't calculate it twice. Alright, I'll pause, see if he says anything relevant. Alright, so he just said, I don't know how you can get rid of the T, because it's completely superfluous. So I'll say it for like the 8th time. The T, the seconds, are already in the V. It's already in there.
Take issue with the definition of velocity too, because what? What is this T for, you're gonna say? What is this T for?
Yeah, right. Well, that T is for getting your velocity. And again, I could just rewrite this equation as dr, I guess you have there, and di. I could put both of those under 1 second, because that's basically how you're going to finally calculate them. They have to be in full units of seconds. The only way you're going to do the calculation is if they're in full units of seconds.
It'll be the change of distance. But then you're not talking about, I don't know, physical phenomena happening over time. I don't know what. Anyways, that expression you see over there is equivalent to the one that you agree with and say is
It's only true. No, I don't agree with it when you say net force net equals, and you don't net the change in the momentum. I don't agree with that at all. And again, I've explained why Newton put the time unit here is because guess what? This was a gravitational formula. So he was giving you the force in how it applies to the object over time, because that's what you're saying. Okay, momentum is a weight, and the weight is always applied. Now you can incur the full weight of something. Something can be thrown at something, and it can hit it with a glancing blow. Well, its weight is going to be less than if it hits it directly, because the amount of time it's going to be in contact is going to be greater. So we know you can collect more or less force from something based on the time of the contact, and that's what he's basically giving you the option to do. But if you're really talking about the net force, then you have to talk about the net impact it had in its adventures in Wonderland. Okay, it's the net change in momentum it caused two things is its total force. You can't say the force is just what affects one bowling pin, for example. You hit one bowling pin, and then you say the net force of the bowling ball is what that one pin has. Well, no, that's not the net force of the bowling ball. It's the net force it applied to one bowling ball through one unit of time's contact. But again, the seconds are already in the velocity. You're not going to counter that argument. The fact that the seconds are already in the velocity, you don't need any extra seconds. You've already said per second. You're already done. There's no reason to say per second again. None at all. All right, so now he's just pointing out how this part of the equation here is the same as this. And I didn't argue that it wasn't the same thing. What I'm arguing is that you have to understand what is meant by this unit of time. It's a real number, or it's the total time. So if you're going to say the net change, okay, in the momentum, as if you said net force. So where's the net here? I guess that would be the argument, right? You had force net. Well, why isn't force net in his? So that's what I'm arguing, is the T is, I already pointed out how the T isn't necessary, and it's only necessary if you were going to get the force in meters per second. But you don't need the momentum in meters per second. So the change in the momentum is going to be a force applied over a unit of time. So the argument is the unit of time in this case is the complete amount of time. The total force affecting something will be the total amount of time it was affecting it. That's how much energy you can take from it, is only the amount of energy you can take based on how much time you're in contact with it. That's how you're going to get force from something. That's how you get it in gravity. How much time were you in the force? So this isn't here to create units. This time isn't here to create seconds. Per second. It isn't force per second. It's force per a unit of time. It's an actual amount of time. And in this case, like I said, in the case where you're going to measure the change in the momentum, all you need to know is the change in the force. If you're looking for the net change in the momentum, then it's the net force and you don't need the time. It's a one. It can't be any other number than one. And it can't be in seconds, because momentum isn't in units of seconds. It's in units of weight.
Thing. As this is the same thing as this. Now, that's what he's expressing. And, yeah. How can you disagree with this T over here if you accept it down here?
I don't accept it in the context if you're saying this T is per second. Then I don't agree that it's force times units of seconds equals your momentum. Yeah, I don't agree that force times units of seconds will somehow give you a weight, because it won't. All you're saying is the weight is the F, and you're just saying, how much of that force did I get? A second worth, 2 seconds worth, 10 seconds worth, or the total amount? So if I'm going to be saying net force, I can't say per second.
You should not be able to. It's absurd. It's contradictory.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
It's absurd that you're arguing in defense of mathematics where you say the experimental evidence you can't argue against. So if you're not willing to argue against the experimental evidence, that is the function of a lever, the Mythbusters video, for example, then fuck you in this nonsense. You're clearly defending math that doesn't get right answers. There is no free energy. Do I have to explain that to you? That levers don't actually create free energy?
Okay, that's it for this. Close this.
And again, net force has to be the net change in your momentum. So if I'm using... right, so what would the T, what would be the job of this T here? Oh, that's right, it wouldn't have any job at all. It's the total force, that means it has to be the total time, that means the T is one unit of total time. Period, done. All right, no point in going over it and over it. Again, the game they're playing here, again, the idea of having a force and saying it two different ways. In one description, the force is in newtons, it's a weight, and in the other description, it's 9.8 meters per second. They're saying both of those are legitimate definitions of F. That's like saying energy could be in two different definitions. There's no point in having two different things that you're describing the same thing with. So force is just weight, and the fact is you can apply a weight for a second or 2 seconds or 10 seconds. That matters. The net force, it has to be the net change in my momentum, not whatever this T is doing. So again, this T is so bogus because it's frankly has to be already total. They're asking the total.
It seems like it went backwards. Yeah, we've lost ground. So whatever. Let's just see what he says.
Even if you think of it directionally, so if you're going to say net force in a direction, so even if you're going to play your plus and minus games, it still has to be in the context that this has to be your net change in your momentum. Your net change in MV will equal your net force. So what would the time would
be? These are arguments I just made, so yes, okay. So let's see if we can find where he's actually making the counter argument here.
The concept of change of momentum over time. Why would time not be accounted for when it's net? You're the only person that does not use net the way everybody does. It's like, when they say net, they mean the total.
I would agree with that too. I say it the same way. I mean the total, but you do have to account for the fact that sometimes you're saying, what's the net force in a direction? Right? I mean, something goes in a lot of directions, and I say, well, what's the net force left? You know, then obviously that's going to be made out of a certain number of the components, and a certain number of components are going to be ignored. So, I mean, the net force, it matters what the qualification is. And again, if it's a constant acceleration, okay, then the net force is just going to be about how long did you apply the acceleration? What's the total amount of time you applied the acceleration?
Object with many forces being applied to it, instead of dealing with all the forces, you add them up into one force, so it would look like one vector instead of many vectors.
Right, so I don't have any problem with that use of the word net, and I'm just saying that obviously that doesn't change the fact that the V already has per second in it. So I'll just keep making that argument that really, you know, your video is made not based on understanding. That's my argument. This T is redundant. This is the per second right here, the V. This is the per second per second. This is squaring the acceleration, which you're not supposed to do.
This added up into one net force. Force one, force two, force three, force whatever.
Yeah, I know.
This is the net force. Because you know that the object is made of matter, which is a bunch of little pieces of material. The net, instead of dealing with all that, you describe it as one arrow, one vector, one force, the net force.
Yeah, and again, I'm not arguing with that. That's why you have to get the net momentum. You're going to get the net momentum to get the net force. You can't get the net force without acquiring the net momentum. So you have to use the same vocabulary. When you say the net force equals, you have to say change, net change in the momentum. And if you say that, then you'll figure out, well, what's this T doing? Yeah, that's right. Absolutely nothing.
I don't know. Why do you have a differentiation and say that net changes anything else other than this? It's all it does. It's just expressing a bunch of things in terms of one.
Right, exactly. One unit of time. Time is irrelevant. The amount of time it takes for these things to combine and do their thing and come up with a net force doesn't mean anything. It's not part of the force. It doesn't make the force. The force doesn't need to know how long it took. It's completely irrelevant to creating the net condition. The net momentum, it doesn't matter whether it took you 6 years, 6 months, 6 millennia. It doesn't matter how long it took. It's the net outcome. This division will not improve your answer.
Net acceleration would be the same thing. Many accelerations, you consolidate them into one net. That is all net is and does. So it doesn't make any sense when you start saying things like that. I don't understand it. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't understand you, okay? So let's leave it at that. Just part company, okay? Because there's no point. I want you to explain how a lever works, okay? I really don't want to do this mathematical minutia. There's 4 million equations in physics, and in my opinion, they're all suspect. There's no wave in Maxwell's equations. There's no fucking such thing as a wave equation. Schrodinger's wave equation isn't a fucking wave equation. It's a vector equation. I mean, the whole, all of this vernacular, all of this bullshit is just that bullshit. You wish to believe it, that's your prerogative. You think this crap is how the universe works, that's your prerogative. I know the universe works on real things, okay? Lines and triangles and circles and squares. It doesn't in any way have 4 dimensions or 5 dimensions. You can't turn a velocity into a dimensional object. It's not a dimensional object. It's a vector. And you can't turn it into anything called a scalar. There's no such thing as scaled energy. Scalar energy. It doesn't exist in the universe. A piece of dynamite blows up. Little pieces of the dynamite fly off in straight line vectors. Okay? They're not scalars going anywhere. They're going in a dead straight fucking line. Light is doing the same thing. All right? Your wackiverse is a pile of shit. And you can't explain any of the physical experiments accurately. So until you're willing to do that, until you're willing to show me the wave, until you show me light interfering with light, you know, then I'm saying, fuck you. All right, you're not talking physics. You're just talking your wacky religion.
Well, you make this net magic happen, you know?
All right, so done. Good. Fuck. Anyway, so I've told you 3 times now. I really have no interest in this. You want me to keep making the videos? Go ahead and make your silly fucking asshole math videos. I'm done, okay? Wasting my time making these arguments over and over again. Nothing does anything per second per second. It's nonsense, rubbish language. It's garbage language. Right, because it doesn't happen anywhere in the universe. Everything does something for a certain number of seconds. It doesn't do it for per second number of seconds. It does it for 6 or 7 or 3.2.
It doesn't do it for any squared number of seconds. No. All right. Yeah, that's enough. All right, well, maybe I'll just show his comment where he just bails entirely on the lever argument. All right. So this is his most recent comment, just doing what he just said, which is somehow I have to accept his nonsense double timing of everything. So here's the somebody else's comment that I'll deal with. You know, it's just, well, I might as well deal with it while I'm here. All right, so whatever. It says it's relevant to the light video, but it isn't. You're saying that you don't understand the difference between velocity and acceleration. Of course I understand the difference. I understand they're both described as an event per a number of seconds, or per second. That's the units they're both described in. Exactly the same kind of units. And so you have to understand ahead of time that one is describing a change in velocity, and the other is describing a continuous velocity. So, no, you don't understand language or reasoning that well. Well, I understand that there's no such thing as per second, that's baby talk. It's basically saying per second per an infinite number of seconds. Well, it's not per an infinite number of seconds. It's per a very specific amount of time. All right, would it make any sense to describe a vehicle accelerating as 60 at miles per hour? Would it make sense to describe a vehicle accelerating as miles per hour? Of course it would. The point was miles per hour per hour. No one would say, I changed my speed by 60 miles per hour per hour. They wouldn't do that. That is a constant speed. So again, it's just constant or not constant, that's already in the word itself, in a sense. So that's not relevant. Velocity is already saying it's a constant speed in the sense that that's the speed at any one point. If you want the speed at another point, you would understand that, yes, it would be a different speed because the velocity changed. So again, you just preface your statement by saying it's a constant velocity. There, you're done. It's too stupid. The units of acceleration may seem less intuitive to you. No, the units are exactly the same. What's unintuitive to me is what I've told you is unintuitive. Per second, per second. That's unintuitive. Squaring the seconds. So something, like I said, something's falling in gravity at 9.8 meters per second. Why would I say second squared? It didn't fall second squared. It's falling 9.8. It didn't fall 9.8 seconds. It could have fallen 1 second. It could have fallen 2 seconds. It could have fallen any number of seconds. I'm not going to multiply it times 9.8 meters or 9.8 seconds. It's 9.8 meters. It's not 9.8 seconds. Why would I square the 9.8? What sense does that? Doesn't make any sense. The 9.8 doesn't tell me how long it fell. It's retarded. Per second, written as second squared, is crap. It's not logical. Well, I've already made the point. All right, so here's Alexander Z. All right. To the commenter below me. Oh, okay, this one won't help any. So that's the one where he sort of agrees with me. Scary enough. Okay, so right here. I understand that you are frustrated. I do not argue about lever and kinetic energy. Now, you apparently don't understand that I find this unacceptable. Okay, you're going to defend mathematics that can't possibly be getting the right answer. And you're defending it. All right. But that would require me to have an argument against them. Well, no, you would have to account for the fact that you don't have an argument. If I argue is because there is a contention, I enter the arena with an argument as my weapon. I don't even know what that means. You're just evading the subject. I am unable to contend the lever thought experiment you pose and defend kinetic energy. So I'm just saying you're unable to do it. You can't explain how your formulation can be correct and the physical evidence can completely contradict it. Okay, I'm saying you have to account for that by explaining how the evidence is broken.
Because the motion on one side of the lever is proportional to the movement on the other side of the lever. Well, proportional is a bullshit word. It's fucking, in a sense, conservation of energy, so it's more than proportional. In the sense it's equal minus the tiny losses to friction. Whether or not the object takes in all or part of the velocity. The point is there's no thing taking away anything but friction. The acceleration translates and demonstrates that if we measure the kinetic energy between the objects to be incongruent. In your example of twice the distance from the pivot and half the mass. I don't know what that means. I do not yet feel competent enough to test this in an experiment, so I have nothing to say about that specific problem. Well, again, you don't have to do the experiment. Just explain where the Mythbusters got it all wrong. When they crashed the cars, they got it wrong. When they smashed the clay, they got it wrong. You know, or explain when I had a lever oscillating with four times the energy on one side and one quarter of the energy oscillating on the other side. Explain how an oscillator works when it doesn't have an even amount of energy in it. How can it continue to oscillate without flying somewhere? It can only stay where it is if there's an even amount of energy in the oscillator. All right. Regarding the topic I bring about, which you call irrelevant, you don't have to address it if you don't wish to. Well, you're making the video and making accusations that I've done something wrong, and I'm going to defend myself against them, fucker. All right, I see and pose why I think it's wrong and dismiss F equals MA altogether. I don't dismiss it altogether. I'm clearly pointing out that it's perfectly fine as long as you know acceleration isn't per second, as the physicist said in the video I played. So this started because I pointed out that in the math the college professor was doing, he's saying, per second, and then he draws another unit of seconds under the equation. So he gets the answer to the equation, which is 5 meters per second, and then he says, but it's per second. So then he puts another unit of seconds under the equation. So he already has the answer, and he adds another unit of seconds. All right, anyway, so we've already got the point I wanted, and the only point I wanted out of this bullshit was to make the point that I'm really not interested in having arguments about how they've cheated math. I want to have arguments about how they've cheated their explanation of experiments, how they can't describe a single fucking experiment in this that's happened in the last 300 years in any kind of honest manner. Every single one, they lie about what the thing had, how it's doing what it's doing. The two slit experiments, two waves, and blah, blah, you know, and it doesn't work. Again, how many times do I have to say it? Thomas Young's drawing of the two slit experiment doesn't get right answers if the slits are bigger than the wavelength of light. So it only works in the most special and bizarrest of cases. It works in 0.0001 of the possible two slit experiments you could create. It doesn't work. It's theoretical crap. All right. Enough. So, fuck. There's nothing to say. Again, you think there's some good reason to believe that 5-ton trains going 10 miles an hour have twice as much energy as 10-ton trains going 5 miles an hour. And everybody should believe it. Because why? That's what they told you. You don't have to see it. You don't have to produce any evidence. You'll just believe it. Well, fuck you. And you think there is such a concept as per second, that there's some reason to mathematically render that as seconds squared. That somehow squaring the number will somehow represent that it could be 2 seconds, it could be 10 seconds, it could be 20 seconds. So the fact that it could be any number of seconds, squaring describes that perfectly. When obviously it doesn't. It doesn't describe the gigantic difference between 1 second and 10 seconds. Oh, fuck. It's just hopelessly stupid. Anyway, till the next time and such. Enough of this crap. Fuck you guys. I'm going home. Hell with it. All right, so till the next time and such and so forth and whatnot. This has been a draftphysics.com. Debate physics also, but there's nobody. Got to find somebody willing to be interrogated for me to actually ask, well, what do you think of a lever? And what do you think going to happen? Do you really think if I put the 10-ton train in one side, you know, 1 unit of distance from the fulcrum, and I put the five-ton train 2 units of distance on the other side, that the 5-ton train won't leave with twice the velocity? Do you really think it won't? Are you that stupid? And do you think it's free energy, that levers actually do make free energy? And no engineer in the hundreds of years has been able to capitalize on it. We have this easy source of free energy and nobody's been able to figure out how to tap into it. What a pile of shit.